As Rafersh points out, one of the most striking episodes the Torah tells us is in the beginning of the parsha, as Avram arrives in the land of Canaan for the first time following Hashem's directive, Vayibra of Ba'aretz, there's a famine in the land. There's nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And Avram leaves. He heads down to Mitzrayim to avoid the famine. Not only is leaving strange enough after being told to go there, but when he gets down to Mitzrayim, he turns to his wife Sarah and says, Hinei adati, I know that you're a very beautiful woman. And when the Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians see you, they're going to say, Ishtozos, they're going to say, this must be this man's wife. The Harguosi, they're going to kill me and they're going to take you, Bo'osach Yichayu, to live. So instead, why don't you say you're my sister? And that way, I'll be able to live Ba'avurech on your account, and they'll even do nice things for me. So Rafersh asks, as the Rishonim asks, it's a striking episode. Number one, Hashem commands him to go to the land of Canaan. He follows the command. Hashem says, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to provide you with all blessings. And then he leaves. Why doesn't he stay? Hashem couldn't provide for him in the land of Israel, as the Ramban asks. And then to put his wife in such moral danger, to put her literally, to hand her over to the Egyptian authorities, to be violated in such a way when she's narrowly saved by the hand of Hashem, how do you look your wife in the eye and say, let's come up with this plan so that you can be taken alive and I won't be killed on your account, as if it's just a normal thing to do? So first quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, Chet chata Avram Avinu, Avram made a mistake. This was an error that Avram made. He should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he shouldn't have said that in order to hand his wife over to the Egyptians. Ramban goes through and our first quotes, and he goes into a long discussion that this is an example where we find the Torah never shies away from pointing out the deficiencies of human beings. We never deify a human being. Human beings are, by definition, imperfect. And the Torah never hides the imperfections of our leaders, not of an Avram, not of a Yitzchak, not of a Yaakov, not of a Moshe. No one in the Torah is absolved from human beingness. And the Torah highlights that. He says not only does the Torah highlight it that we shouldn't deify such a person, but we could see their greatness even more so by recognizing the shortcomings that people have. Moshe became Anav Mikol Adam, the most humble of all people. And yet it's the same Moshe who gets frustrated with the Jewish people, who gets angry, who says, Shimuna Hamorim, listen, you rebellious ones, and all the other episodes. We see who people are, and they achieve greatness. So that's A. So it's not a problem, he writes, that the Ramban would say, this whole episode is a mistake, that Avram erred in leaving or erred in the way that he addressed Sarah. However, Rafersh writes, I happen to think it wasn't a mistake. And he goes through, if we look at the episode, we don't have to come to the conclusion of the Ramban that it was a mistake. And he addresses it from two very interesting ways. Number one, he says, Avram was told to get to the land, and then there's a famine, and so he left. He says, we read the story with 2,000-3,000 years of Jewish history of Hashem providing for the Jews in Mitzrayim, Hashem providing for the Jews as they left in the desert for 40 years. We know what goes on. There was no Avraham before Avraham to set the path as to this is how things go. And in the absence of that, what Avram is actually teaching us is, it's not a contradiction when Hashem says, go here, I'll take care of you, and then I need to leave. We do what we need to do as human beings to take care of ourselves. We deal with the world around us, and there might be bumps along the road. There might be reasons why we need to leave. That's not a contradiction to the blessing that's coming. A person is responsible for taking care of everything within the realm of possibility. That's how we act. Ain't somchen al hanes. We don't sit back and say, Hashem said it's going to be okay. I have to do nothing. Avram teaches us, that's what you do. You need to leave because it's a famine. You leave. You'll come back later. You need to take care of yourself. Go somewhere else. That's how we react. And that's exactly what he was supposed to have done given the circumstances. Along those lines, Rafersh points out, this idea of saying that your wife was your sister is repeated three times. It seems, Avram does it again later in the parsha, Yitzchak, it seems, he writes, that it was such an unavoidable aspect that when you went into one of these countries, they were going to take your wife. There was no way around it. You have to address this issue. Given that fact, says Rafersh, it was clear in those days, as he writes parenthetically, in many of our modern countries, he's talking again in the mid-1800s as well, a married woman was in much graver danger than a single woman. For the simple reason of, if she's married, they're going to wipe off the husband and violate the woman. That's clear. If she's still single with the brother, there was a hope that they'll try to win her over by or through getting her brother on their side. So that it was a guarantee death violation if she comes in married. That's just the way that it worked. There's a possibility she will live if, not just that she will live, there's a possibility that they won't take her right away. They'll try to win her over with Avram, which is a stalling tactic. So Rav Hirsch writes, the same practice that Avram had of, you do whatever you can when faced with danger. Human beings, Jews, but Hashem said, that's true. You do whatever you can. When he looked at this situation, he said, V'chaisa, you're going to live if they kill me, he said to her, and you're going to live. And guess what that life is going to be like? A violated, abusive life. That's what's going to happen. So instead, say that you're my sister, and then they'll try to win me over. What's going to happen then? I don't know, but it's not a guarantee we walk in and I'm a dead man. Some, we have time. Something might happen, which is what happens. Hashem steps in. And this is a furthering of the same idea. You do whatever you can. Stall for a little bit. Come up with this plan. Whatever. Avram does exactly and teaches us what we're supposed to do in very difficult circumstances. And that's how he understands this particular difficult episode in our parsha.